The first part of the initial module will be focused on the background of regenerative agriculture that could help for understanding the context in which it was developed. It is important to highlight that the regenerative agriculture concept is not 200 years old, but is emerged over the last 50 years. First of all, we have to introduce the global food system. The global food system is a complex network of interconnected processes that encompasses the production, distribution, and consumption of food on a worldwide scale. It involves a diverse array of actors, including farmers, processors, distributors, retailers, and consumers, as well as international trade and policy institutions. Advances in technology, transportation, and communication have transformed the food system, allowing for the efficient movement of goods across borders. However, challenges such as food insecurity, environmental degradation, and unequal access to resources persist. The global food system is influenced by economic, social, and political factors, shaping diets, agricultural practices, and food availability. As the world's population continues to grow, understanding and addressing the complexities of the global food system are critical for ensuring food security, sustainability, and equity on a global scale. This figure helps to understand the intricate network that make the food global system so intricate. However, during the last years, some claims have emerged about the crisis of the global food system. The assertion that the global food system is either in a state of crisis or broken has become increasingly pervasive. These claims draw attention to a multitude of challenges, ranging from issues such as hunger, poverty, and obesity, to concerns about industrial farming practices and excessive reliance on chemical fertilizers and pesticides, low, if not unsafe, food quality, environmental degradation, the loss of biodiversity, exploitative labor relations, and inadequate animal welfare. Furthermore, the specter of corporate dominance and the perceived lack of resilience with the system add to the complexity of these issues. In the midst of this critical examination of every facet of farming and food production, distribution, and consumption, there has been a notable emergence of interest in regenerative agriculture and regenerative farming. This interest manifests as a response to the current challenges, reflecting a collective desire for renewal, transformation, and revitalization of the global food system. The term regenerative is gaining momentum not only among activists, but also within civil society groups and corporations. This is not a new concept, but during the last years, it has attracted the attention of different parts of the food system. The adjective regenerative found its association with the nouns agriculture and farming in the late 1970s, as noted by Gabel in 1979. However, it wasn't until the early 1980s that the terms regenerative agriculture and regenerative farming gained wider recognition, thanks to the efforts of the US-based Rodale Institute. Renowned for its research and influential publications, including the magazine Organic Gardening and Farming, the Rodale Institute has played a pivotal role in shaping the organic farming movement over decades. In 1983, Robert Rodale provided a seminal definition of regenerative agriculture, characterizing it as a practice that, while enhancing productivity, simultaneously augments the land and soil biological production base. This approach boasts inherent economic and biological stability, with minimal to no adverse environmental impact beyond farm or field boundaries. Moreover, it yields food free from biocides and facilitates the meaningful engagement of growing numbers of individuals, promoting a transition toward reduced reliance on non-renewable resources. The principles encapsulated by Rodale continue to guide the ethos of regenerative agriculture, marking a transformative approach that prioritizes sustainability, productivity, and environmental stewardship. Renowned agronomist Richard Harwood celebrated for his contributions to the international farming systems research movement, assumed the role of director at the Rodale Research Center. In 1983, during his tenure, Harwood authored a seminal international overview of regenerative agriculture. This comprehensive review meticulously places regenerative agriculture within the historical continuum of diverse sustainable and organic farming approaches. Notably, Harwood underscores Rodale's assertion that regenerative agriculture transcends organic methods, encompassing alterations in macrostructure and social relevancy. Unlike approaches solely focused on reducing, regenerative agriculture, as articulated by Rodale, aims to amplify productive resources. Harwood distills the essence of the regenerative agriculture philosophy into 10 key points, which will be deeply analyzed later. He also emphasizes the philosophy's core tenets, including the interconnectedness of all elements within a farming system, extending to the farmer and their family. Furthermore, the significance of myriad biological balances in the system is highlighted, underlining the philosophy's imperative to maximize desired biological relationships while minimizing the use of materials and practices that disrupt these vital connections. Harwood's elucidation of the regenerative agriculture philosophy underscores its holistic and forward-thinking approach, emphasizing sustainable relationships and productivity within farming systems. In summarizing Harwood's regenerative agriculture philosophy, we distill a transformative vision for agriculture. 1. Nutrient-rich yields. Prioritize producing highly nutritious, biocide-free food at high yields. 2. Soil productivity enhancement. Focus on elevating soil productivity by improving the depth, fertility, and physical characteristics of upper soil layers. 3. Efficient nutrient flow systems. Implement systems integrating soil flora and fauna for enhanced efficiency, reduced environmental impact, and improved crop nutrition, a genuine soil genesis process. 4. Biological stability. Achieve stability in crop production through reliance on biological interactions, eliminating the need for synthetic biocides. 5. Avoid disruptive substances. Steer clear of substances like contemporary synthetic fertilizers that disrupt the biological structuring of the farming system. 6. Intimate managerial relationship. Foster a close, intimate relationship between managers, participants, and the biological structure of the system. 7. Self-reliant nitrogen systems. Utilize integrated systems largely self-reliant in nitrogen through biological nitrogen fixation. 8. Animal welfare. Ensure animals in agriculture are fed and housed in a manner eliminating the need for hormones and prophylactic antibiotics to prevent their presence in human food. 9. Employment generation. Strive for increased employment levels within agricultural production. 10. Strategic planning. Advocate for national-level planning alongside local and regional self-reliance to effectively close nutrient flow loops. These principles form the bedrock of a regenerative agriculture approach, encompassing sustainability, ecological harmony, and social responsibility. However, till that moment, no journal articles were published on RA topic. Indeed, in what likely stands as the inaugural journal article on regenerative agriculture, Francis intricately connects it to both organic practices and low external input agriculture. Emphasizing the significance of biological structuring, progressive biological sequencing, and integrative farm structuring, the authors underscore the holistic nature of this approach. Furthermore, they draw associations between regenerative agriculture and various specific technologies and systems, including nitrogen fixation, nutrient cycling, integrated nutrient management, crop rotation, integrated pest management, IPM, and weed cycling. The figure serves as a visual representation of the theory of change within regenerative agriculture, as articulated by Francis in 1986. This pioneering work lays the foundation for understanding the interplay of organic principles, low external input methods, and specific technologies, providing a comprehensive framework for the transformative journey advocated by regenerative agriculture. As it is clear from the figure, all the agronomical practices should aim to a biological structuring, which is the complex ways in which all the plants and animals interact on the farm in their growth and development. Biological structuring, together with integrative farm structuring, should aim to increase yield and maintaining the productive potential of the soil. All those practices and biological implementations will help to create a more sustainable agricultural production system. Following the initial surge of interest, regenerative agriculture receded from the spotlight for nearly two decades before experiencing a resurgence. To illustrate this temporal trajectory, the integration of the terms regenerative agriculture and regenerative farming within both the public and academic domains was analyzed from the bottom paper. They utilized sources such as Google Books and the Nexus Uni database, encompassing over 17,000 news sources, revealing intriguing patterns. The figure depicts the fluctuating prominence of these terms in books. Initially, there was a notable peak in the mid-late 1980s, following the previously mentioned activities. It was followed by a virtual disappearance in the mid-2000s. However, the occurrence of regenerative agriculture exhibited a remarkable upswing after 2015. It is crucial to highlight that over the span of 1972 to 2018, the frequency of regenerative agriculture in books remained notably lower compared to terms such as sustainable agriculture, organic farming, and agroecology. This nuanced historical perspective underscores the evolving narrative surrounding agricultural practices and the renewed attention garnered by regenerative approaches in recent years. However, we will deeply analyze this picture in other lessons during the course. Examining the academic literature reveals a notable trend. In the initial three decades, subsequent to the release of Francis et al.'s work in 1986, only seven papers, as documented by Web of Science, were found to incorporate the terms regenerative agriculture or regenerative farming in their title or abstract. However, a distinct shift in scholarly attention emerged in 2016, signifying a pivotal moment. By the year 2020, the number of academic papers on this subject had surged to 52, accumulating a substantial citation count of approximately 250. Despite the existence of the terms regenerative agriculture and regenerative farming since the early 1980s, their prevalence has not matched that of other related terms like sustainable agriculture or organic agriculture. Indeed, until 2016, their usage in books, news stories, and on the internet was comparatively limited. However, there has been a significant surge in their frequency since then, indicative of widespread adoption by diverse entities including NGOs, for example the Nature Conservancy, the World Wildlife Fund, Greenpeace, Friends of the Earth, and multinational companies, for instance, Danone, General Mills, Kellogg's, Patagonia, the World Council for Sustainable Business Development. This burgeoning popularity has led Diana Martin, the Director of Communications at the Rodale Institute, to caution that regenerative agriculture is becoming a new buzzword with the risk of being greenwashed. While the academic literature on regenerative agriculture is expanding, it remains relatively limited in scope. Only a fraction of this body of work delves into what could be deemed agronomic inquiries. With the increasing public commitments to regenerative agriculture by NGOs, corporations, and foundations, it is anticipated that additional funding for agronomic research will follow. Navigating through the rhetoric and the potential for greenwashing presents a significant challenge for research agronomists venturing into this field. Therefore, this course will provide you the basis and the state of the art of the regenerative agriculture in the present.